It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
This is Red Sox Review, and it starts right now. Here's your host, Joe Weil.
Just a remarkable game start to finish, and especially for Jarren Duran and Tristan Casas, the two protagonists tonight for the Red Sox. 0-1. Here it is. Swinging a little fly ball into right field. O'Neill is back in front of the track. He's there. He makes the play, and the ball game is over. A bounce back for Kenley and the Red Sox. Heroics from Duran, and they win game two in Houston, 6-5. Just a tremendous all-around team effort. The bullpen stood strong tonight, and the Red Sox get a super important win.
Just when I thought I was out, they pull me back in. The Red Sox with a bounce-back victory tonight in Houston, 6-5 over the Astros. You just heard the final call there from Will Fleming, and he hit it perfectly, saying with the protagonist being Jarren Duran, Tristan Casas. Jarren Duran, go-ahead home run in the eighth inning. Tristan Casas, a big home run in the first inning, his first extra base hit since coming off the IL. And then the bullpen tonight, much maligned and deservedly so with the way that they have pitched, especially since the All-Star break, even more so since the trade deadline. They came through tonight, four different pitchers, all tossing a scoreless inning, only one base runner allowed among the four relievers, Greg Weissert, Zach Kelly, Luis Garcia, Kenley Jansen, and then, oh yeah, on top of the Red Sox winning tonight, the Royals finally lose. So the Sox are now 3.5 games back of that third wild card spot held by Kansas City with 37 left to go. Hang on to your seatbelts. We should have a fun finish to the season. Red Sox are not out of it. And thanks in part because of the win tonight. Joe Weil with you. Nico Manganiello behind the glass. You're listening to Red Sox Review. We want to hear from you. 617-779-7937. The number to call in. We'll give it one more time. 617-779-7937. You can also text us at 37937 as well. We want to hear from you after a great Red Sox victory. This was another roller coaster ride where the Red Sox take the early lead. Then they give it up right away in the bottom of the first inning. Then the Astros jump ahead. The Red Sox take a 5-4 lead. Nick Pivetta gives up yet another home run to tie it up at 5. And then Jarren Duran breaks it when it's deadlocked at 5-5 by hitting a go-ahead home run to make it 6-5. So a lot of fun stuff to discuss from this one. We'll talk about the bullpen. We'll talk about Jarren Duran's exploits. We'll also hit on Nick Pivetta's pretty shaky start again, and he has more trouble giving up the long ball in tonight's game. But in the end, Sox win. You can push that to the side, at least for the moment. Let's hear from Alex Cora and what he had to say.
We turned the pace really quick, and it starts with the leadoff hitter, you know, and ground ball off the glove, the single to him, he gets to second, kind of like set the tempo for the rest of the night, you know. We had to grind, you know. It felt like that game lasted like 5 hours, right? Every pitch meant a lot, but he's so dynamic, he's so good. You know, Caleb is throwing the ball outstanding, and he gets to a pitch and hits it the other way. We get the lead, man, and he's becoming one of those guys that, you know, I bet people are paid to watch, you know, like you want to see it, you know, and you better get here early because from the first pitch on, he's going to do something special, and I'm glad that he's our leadoff guy.
How much does Tristan's return really lengthen your lineup?
We're really good at what we do offensively. Just having those four lefties in a row is tough for righties, and we still got Massa hitting 6 just because we won the righty behind Rafi just in case. But we've been swinging the bat well for a while here. We just got to make sure we fix the other part of it, you know, run prevention, and we will. And I think tonight was a good one because we trusted Weiser, we trusted Kelly, we trusted Garcia before the big boy, you know, and they did an outstanding job against a great offense, and we ended up winning the game.
Along those lines, to set up those four behind, you know, at the end, how important was it for Nick to be able to give you five?
Huge. It was huge. It was very important. He made some pitches. The Singleton pitch was a good pitch, you know, just probably sitting on it and hit it out of the ballpark. He grinded through it. You know, fastball usage was okay, I think. Big double play against Altuve. Got the big guy out a few times, I think. So, you know, 5 innings was huge, you know, regardless of the score.
Is it nice to give Kinley a chance to immediately respond after what happened last night?
Yeah, I mean, with him, it was the same thing as today. You know, he got the save, took off his hat, pitch come to Tech, move on. You know, he'll be down tomorrow. He did the same thing yesterday. You know, home run, came down, Tech, pitch come, move on. He doesn't live in the past. He doesn't live in the future. He stays in the present. And he knew that probably today he was going to get a chance to save the game, and he did a good job.
That's the same thing in Baltimore, but are you struck still at this point by how many different ways Jaron can impact the game for you?
No. I mean, he's the perfect player for this environment. You know, they wanted to be the, you know, players to play fast, be physical, be athletic. You look at him, you know, and he can do all that stuff. He's just getting started.
And getting Garcia back on track tonight, what do you see with him?
He made some pitches, you know. I mean, you guys have the stats, you know, you look at batting average and balls in place, he's getting crushed, you know, first pitch, jam shot over the first baseman, you know, you can't control that. So, you know, the luck is going to change, you know, he's going to keep making pitches and they're going to hit into guys and he's going to make outs, and he's very important of what we're trying to accomplish, all of them. The three that pitched tonight, they were huge. We're good.
All right, so that was Alex Cora talking after tonight's 6-5 victory over the Houston Astros. Joe Wild with you here on Red Sox Review. And if you want to chime in, 617-779-7937. The calls are rolling in. We love to see that, and especially after such a fun win tonight. And before we get to the calls, I just wanted to hit on one quote from Alex Cora that I thought was really interesting. And he was talking about Jaron Duran. And he said he's the perfect player for this environment. It talks about how Major League Baseball want players to play fast. And, you know, another part of today's game is the power element of it as well. And Jaron Duran is one of those players that can do it all. And he's had a rough 2 weeks in the sense of what he did at home. We know about the homophobic slur as he tries to put that further and further in the rearview mirror. And, you know, there's going to have to be a continued growth on that side emotionally. But to his credit, despite feeling poorly about making that comment, as he should have, he has moved forward and he's playing exceptional baseball again. He hits the leadoff home run of the first pitch last night. And then tonight, first pitch, hustle double, sets the tone right away. And then Abreu drives him in right after that. And it sets up a 3-run first inning. I mean, he's just a game-changing player. Game-changing player. 293 average, 350 on-base percentage, 512 slugging percentage after his 4-for-4 performance tonight. He's got 38 doubles. He's got 13 triples, 17 home runs. I mean, it's just an unreal year. He's been so good for this team, so important. One of the best players in Major League Baseball. I mean, and Alex Cora talked about it as well. You pay money to see somebody like Jaron Duran play because of all the things he does bring to the table and just how exciting he is as a player. And he's, in my opinion, the main reason they won tonight. Casas a part of it as well. The offense overall good again tonight with 6 runs on 9 hits. This is a team that continues to mash. And then the bullpen. The bullpen finally comes through in a game where you need them to either keep it tied or maintain a lead. We were all holding our breath, but they did it. Luis Garcia even threw a shutout inning, and he was really good before he came over to the Red Sox, and obviously he's been very bad since then, but even he got it done tonight, and hopefully that kind of gets him rolling from this moment. I know our guys, Tyler Murray and Will Fleming, were bringing up Hansel Robles. Like, that was a name. Once he got rolling, he was big down the stretch of 2021, helped them get to the ALCS. maybe Garcia can be a similar type guy now that he's finally got a good performance under his belt. And then Kenley with a nice bounce back tonight, getting the save. All right, let's get to the calls. We start with Paul in Westfield. What's going on, Paul?
Well, Joe, it's been a while. I've had nothing too wild to talk about, but I couldn't agree with you more. You know, a pleasant return on an exciting evening where you did let the fact that this is a hot team, they're at home, went in there and just dusted and fought back and forth from beginning to end. And I guess you just said Durant now with his double home run taking over the team with 38 league-leading doubles. Joe, I just heard this, so I didn't get to talk to you about it, but at, I think it was 62 doubles by the age of either 25 or 28, whichever Ted Williams was. Ted Williams, the only person that's hit more doubles. So I guess Durant's a little better than we expected based upon the up and down and back and forth. It's basically his first full year. This is a great time for him. And if, like you said, they mesh and get better and the pitching can stay solid, it doesn't matter that we're three games behind now. It matters what happens when there's, you know, a few weeks left in the season and what the other teams are doing. So I agree. You know, it's a nice win. The sky's not falling. Hey, we finally got them. It's about damn time. You can't keep losing to them at home, right?
No. And you know, this Astros team is one that they haven't been able to get over the hump against. They finally do that tonight. And, Paul, appreciate the call. If you want to grab his line, 617-779-7937. They'll have a big series after this one against the Diamondbacks, who have teared the cover off the baseball, especially since the All-Star break, and have one of the best offenses, you know, in this sport as well. Now, they will be facing the Diamondbacks without Keitel Marte, which is huge that they're going to be facing them without a player of his caliber. But if they get out of this road trip 4-3, think about the momentum that could carry over into what the schedule is about to become for this team. Because we've hit on it a ton on this show, how it gets so much easier once you get past Arizona. Blue Jays, Tigers, Mets, White Sox before it gets a little bit tougher again. And then the Royals are going to start playing some tougher teams. A 4-3 road trip against the Orioles and Astros would be huge. And I know 3.5 games seems like a lot, but it's really not. When you think about it, you still have 37 left to play. And we've seen crazier things in this sport. We've seen crazier leads be blown in lesser amount of time. So we'll see. This was a huge win tonight, though. Huge win, as is everyone down this stretch at this point. But nice to see the Sox bullpen come through. Great to see Jaron Duran deliver again. And Tristan Casas had a nice day at the plate. I mean, the offense has been great. This offense, I don't care who you throw out against them. Justin Verlander, I know it's a well past his prime Justin Verlander, and it's going to be a Justin Verlander coming off the IL. Nobody scares me from a pitching standpoint against this Sox team. Even the left-handed pitchers don't scare me as much as you might think, because I don't think the numbers are as bad as we make it out to be sometimes. 617-779-7937. Let's go to AJ in Dover. What's going on, AJ?
How's it going?
Appreciate the call, AJ. It sounds like you're on the road.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Oh, great. How's it going? That was a big win tonight.
That was a big win, yep.
I think that it really, like, 10 points to, like, the people that contributed, like, mainly Casas and Abreu and Duran. And Devers is having a little bit of a hard time, but it really just puts the focus on, like, they got building blocks moving forward, and the future looks bright with, you know, people coming up through the farm system. I just don't, like, if the one negative that I take away, even though Garcia had a bounce back tonight, is that I still wish that they did more at the trade deadline. You know, they're touting Jansen as the right-handed bat they needed, but I think if you put a different bat in the lineup, that's not him, that's an upgrade. I think that the offense is great. It irks me at the trade deadline that they didn't do something more definitive with the starting rotation. I think that they, skipped Pavetta's start, and he came back the other day better than he had been. I think that they need to do the same thing with Crawford, and I don't know what your thoughts about that are, but maybe call enough Richard Fitz and, to do a spot start or something. Because I think that Crawford is really just up against it right now. I just don't know what you feel about that.
Yeah, AJ had a couple it's a shame he ended up falling off there because I had a couple of follow-up questions for him. I mean, I don't know if they're going to be skipping Cutter Crawford starts anytime soon. So I would say, this is what I would say about the Richard Fitz dynamic as it's related to Cutter Crawford. I think a less than fresh Cutter Crawford, even as much as he has struggled at times, is still better than throwing Richard Fitz out there in a pennant race when I think people that see him on a day-to-day basis wouldn't necessarily say he's ready. So that's one thing. The trade deadline is such a, I understand the sentiment of wanting this team to have done more at the trade deadline. My question for people like AJ, and again, this is where we can have a conversation. I'm not even saying I'm definitively right. My question back is, okay, so if you want a starting pitcher, who did you want to get? If you wanted a right-handed bat, who did you want to get? And then we could have that conversation from there. Because if you wanted Randy or Rosarena, good chance you'd have to give up one of those big three prospects or a Christian Campbell or maybe even somebody else in that system that you were super high on. If you wanted Jack Flaherty, I would argue that you'd still have to do the same thing. I know the return that the Tigers really got back for him was a little bit underwhelming when we saw it. But at the same time, that's in a vacuum. I think if the Sox were to ultimately try to go after somebody and get somebody like Jack Flaherty, they'd have to give up more than you'd probably feel comfortable with them giving up.
Well, Joe, isn't the biggest mistake this team made is the fact that the way they approached the offseason, they
100%
was they 100%. Didn't think they would be here. They undervalued what they actually had in this team and what Alex Cora could do with this roster.
And exactly, Nico. And that's the point I made time and time again. It's not the trade deadline that's bothered me. I think they did fine. And that's what I said the day after, or it was the post-game show after the trade deadline. I said, I think they did fine. They didn't do amazing, but I don't think they did poorly. It was somewhere in that B-, C-plus range.
They did enough to hang in the conversation.
Exactly.
Here, but I look at it and say they made the mistakes in the offseason and they couldn't make up for it at the trade deadline, like you say, without giving up one of those top three prospects, which I don't really think there was a guy worth out there at the trade deadline that moved that I would be like, okay, yeah, it's worth trading one of those guys. I look at it as this ownership group should have been willing to spend the money in the offseason, and I think you really have to hammer them again if they make the same mistake again. Like, they have to spend the money now. Well, like, this team has earned that.
100%. And to me, if they don't make the playoffs, you still can look back on that and say they didn't do enough in the offseason to bolster this group because the pitching, it's fallen down. I mean, as good as they were for the first month plus of the season, they have been a subpar staff since then. The numbers bear that out, especially since the All-Star break. Pavetta's had I was actually thinking about what this post-game show would be like, and we're going to continue to get to the calls. 617-779-7937. Love the text I'm getting in, by the way, Nico. Big Nico spitting that fire. So I don't know who that was, but they're right on.
Honestly, it's probably like Stiz. Like, he just got home, probably turned on.
Again, 617-779-7937. But the pitching staff has come down to earth. There was a great article in The Athletic today that came out. Jen McCaffrey was one of the authors of that article. And it hit on the spin. And, you know, obviously the Andrew Bailey doctrine of, you know, not utilizing the four-seam fastball as much because that's the pitch that prototypically gets hit the hardest. But the problem is the Sox have been spinning it so much. A lot of those times the spin is getting into the middle of the zone and batters are hammering it. And I think it's a very fair argument now to ask, okay, how do the Sox redirect things now that the spin is sort of, you know, allowing this pitching staff to give up too many home runs, in part. So we'll see what happens in the next offseason. But again, the lack of moves in the prior offseason to this year may end up hurting the Sox in the end. We'll see. And to me, that ends up being the biggest thing. It's not the trade deadline. And that's sort of the point I was just making to AJ. The farm system looks great. By the way, Roman Anthony, 4-for-5 tonight. Triple shy of the cycle with the Woo Sox. Christian Campbell made his Woo Sox debut, 2-for-5, 3 RBIs. So things are looking up. Again, in the farm, these guys are going to be awesome, I think. I know nothing is guaranteed with prospects, but these guys look pretty good. 617-779-7937, the number to call in. We're going to take a quick break. Nick and David, hang tight. We'll get to you next here on Red Sox Review right after this.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
For track pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
This is Red Sox Review on WEEI.
Here's Duran. He swings and drives one high into left field. It's back at the track. It's at the wall. Gone! Jaren Duran goes deep, and the Red Sox lead it 6-5.
All right, that was the highlight from today's Nissan Red Sox postgame show. Hurry in and save big on our new Nissan at the Nissan End of Summer Sales event. Shop your local Nissan store and NissanUSA.com today. The go-ahead home run by Jaren Duran ends up winning the game for the Sox. They take it 6-5 over the Astros. We only have 2 minutes left, so let's rip through these calls quickly. We go to Nick in St. Cloud, Minnesota. What's going on, Nick?
It's going good. How about yourself?
Doing great, doing great. We only have a little bit of time, so let's hear what you have to say.
All right, so great team win. And my question for you guys tonight is, after seeing how much the starting pitching and the bullpen has struggled most of the year, do you believe that the starting pitching and bullpen should be the biggest priority this offseason?
Yes, yes, 100%. The starting pitching and the bullpen are the biggest priorities in the offseason because you have to figure out what you're going to do with Kenley Jansen and Chris Martin. Both those contracts end up running out, and those are the two guys you feel, you know, arguably the best about in the bullpen. And this rotation needs some more arms. Nick Pivetta is going to be a free agent, so what do you do with him next? But I think they need to add more to truly be a top-of-the-line rotation. Appreciate the call, Nick. Let's go to David in Florida to wrap things up. David, you got about 30 seconds. What's going on, my man?
Oh, boy. Maybe, can I call a timeout?
Well, you're wasting time by calling a timeout, yeah. David. So let's hear what you have to say.
Pivetta. I mean, he gave the lead up 2 times. It was up 3-0, 3-3, 4-3, 4. I mean, how do we feel about him? I mean, should we be confident in him?
He's been one of the bigger disappointments of the season, David. That's what I would say about Nick Pivetta. He has been somebody I thought would be a lot better this year, and he just hasn't been. And today he gets bailed out because the offense is so good, and the bullpen ends up delivering with this win.
You know, I'll end it with this. Last night I gave you bad news, Bernardino. Now it's Nick Knack, give it back, Pivetta.
Okay. All right, David. Appreciate it, David. We just have to cut him off because we have to go. Thank you to Nico Manganiello. Great work behind the glass here at WEI. I'm Joe Weil. One final time. Red Sox 6, Astros 5. Sox go for the series tomorrow. Thanks for joining us on Red Sox Review.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.